Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy Easter, happy Good Friday, happy Passover to everybody celebrating. Our prayers are with you, and hopefully we have a good, healthy weekend and year and prosperity and love. Just prayers to everybody. So it's interesting. I've been working closely with Facebook. We've had Facebook on the show multiple times. There's a lot of good that company has done. A lot of things they promote. Very grateful for some of the things Facebook has done. Concept of the subject of censorship is not an easy one. I don't want to see fake news. I don't want to see misinformation. I've done studies with medical students on misinformation. And I get that social media is in a pickle. Social media has a tough road ahead when it comes to balancing somebody saying that the COVID vaccine can make you grow a third testicle versus somebody saying, look, my mom died a few hours after the vaccine. So it's difficult. And so they have quote-unquote fact checkers. But I was really alarmed this morning when I got censored for discussing, just saying, look, you know, this pill that's going to be possibly the Tamiflu of COVID. I didn't word it that way. I'll read you what I posted. But there's a pill that may be the Tamiflu of flu, the Tamiflu for COVID, where it's an antiviral that people could take orally to treat COVID, early COVID at home. It's fantastic. This has been out for months. We spoke about it on the show. So I wrote a post saying an oral antiviral for early COVID treatment is in the works. I'll discuss at 11 p.m. on News 3, and I mentioned the reporter. And I've done that many times before. It's a headline that's been out there thousands of times before. It got censored. So I get a notification this morning saying my post goes against community standards on misinformation that can cause physical harm. Okay, now I'm a doctor. It's not about ego. I mean, you know, we when we hear harm, remember, we took an oath to do no harm. So, I mean, I reread my post. I go, is there something else? Is it, well, all I said is there's an oral antiviral for early COVID treatment in the works. It's been a headline. I'm going to be on the news to talk about it. And that post was deemed harmful by Facebook standards. Now, I'm a little bit in shock because just a few hours prior to me posting that last night, I had watched Kong versus Godzilla, and I had kind of posted something to the effect of, you know, do you guys realize that in 90 years, we have never seen Kong's wee-wee? I mean, in 90 years of films, the cinematography is fantastic in that they always, you know, because apes are pretty well endowed, and you never see Kong's wee-wee. That post stuck. That post didn't get taken down. I mean, I put posts about me being stuck in the bathroom because of Passover matzah. I have posted things. I don't think that would cause physical harm, but I have posted things way worse than, guys, there is an oral antiviral in the works. We're going to be talking about it in the news. That was considered to cause physical harm. So here's the thing. Don't look at one small thing as a big deal. I like to identify if there's a bigger problem as a whole. And being a doctor and seeing what's going on with COVID and seeing what's going on with the vaccine, we are on the verge of another medical revolution. in terms of advancements, in terms of our approach to disease. This is a whole new reset when it comes to medicine. We, you know, are masks going to go away? Are we going to have vaccine passports? Are vaccines going to be mandated? Is there going to be news that comes out that people who got COVID and the virus and the long COVID symptoms are going to be at risk for certain things? Is there going to be news that the vaccine caused risks? We don't know. But what we do know is that the news, that public officials, health professionals, social media needs to be ready for a tsunami of medical information that's going to come out. And when whoever this was, and it could just be one person that had a bad day and is like, you know what, I see COVID treatment, I'm tired, let me just can it. You know, it could be somebody that just kind of goofed on the job. But if they don't have, if social media can't tell that a medical headline, which has been out for a while, is not something censorable, if they can't tell that, are they going to be ready for the slew of stuff that's coming, that's going to come out? And, you know, we have been very nervous about what this long COVID is. Why are people having brain fog for so long? Why are people having fatigue? Stars have spoken out about it. You know, that the research is going to come out soon. And people are going to talk about it. Now, somebody could say Facebook should have never had health news. Facebook should not be a news source. Yeah, Facebook wasn't supposed to. Originally, it was just, you know, this person's single. This is me. Want to hook up. Facebook was more just supposed to be for the young people to kind of get to know each other. And it transformed because this is a community now. This is where people speak. So it became a news source. This is where people say, you know, I'll tell people, guys, you know, I almost got pulled over twice on the 215. You know, there's cops, motorcycle cops, just slow your roll. I mean, we use Facebook now or Twitter to kind of alert people to what's going on. Amber alerts, things like that. This is what we're doing. And so I want Twitter, Facebook, and so I want them ready. I want them to not do wrong because I think it is going to be overwhelming. And, you know, God bless them for having fact checkers and trying to make sure there's not misinformation. But when you censor somebody or something that is kind of a headline that's been around for months, maybe they need to kind of re-educate whoever is doing the fact checking. For those of you guys that have been kind of following the science, but you can't be censoring the wrong things. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're in my neck of the woods at the tail end of spring break. So spring break ends this weekend, so we're going to be taking off for the weekend, but we're just going to drive because we were afraid to set up a flight because we didn't know, even though we were vaccinated, the kids were vaccinated, so we just didn't know what to do. So the CDC has made an announcement that if you have been fully vaccinated, you can travel internationally, you can travel domestically. Now, I thought you guys could already travel internationally or domestically, but the restrictions are eased up in terms of needing to quarantine. One reason why Corey and I canceled our trip to the British Virgin Islands is because we were going to have to quarantine when we came back home, and, the trip is already long enough. However, what hasn't changed is you still need to take a test before you come back to the United States and prove you're COVID negative. So that still hasn't changed. So what the CDC is saying is, look, you want to travel domestically, you want to travel internationally, if you are fully vaccinated, you're good. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, how are they going to find that out? Hope you didn't lose that card. I have that card. I keep losing things, but I have my vaccination card. I didn't post the card on Facebook because, they said not to, but that would be where my copy of my card would be, that they said not to, because people can trace the logo on it, and they could make fake cards. But I do have my passport card. I have my card. Just, gosh, I hope I don't lose it. I really, really, really hope I don't lose it. So for those people who are vaccinated, fully travel domestic and internationally without having to get a test to get on a plane. I also don't think you need to get tested to get on the plane. What you are, though, going to have to do is, let's say you are going to a foreign country, and that foreign country says, no, I don't want to even see you unless you show me you're COVID negative 3 days before travel. Then you're going to have to do it, because that's up to the other country. If you go into that country and then you want to travel back, you are going to still have to take a COVID test, even if you've been vaccinated, because we do know that, contrary to what was said by Dr. Walensky with the CDC a few days ago, people who are vaccinated could possibly still be exposed to COVID and then possibly carry it. We've had some people who came down with COVID after the vaccine. So take the test, make sure you're not coming back. Now, I agree with the idea of the test. I know it's not fun. I know it's not fun, but we're looking at this Brazilian variant. France is on lockdown. Italy's on lockdown. A bunch of countries are grappling with cases, which we're going to talk more about. And this Brazilian variant, this P1, there's been back and forth data on whether the vaccines work. The most recent data 2 days ago said, yeah, the Pfizer vaccine, our current vaccines, will work against the Brazilian variant. Yet other studies up until now said they might not. So we have the South African variant that may kind of outsmart our vaccines. So if you're going to be traveling, and somebody said, yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, I'm only traveling to South of France. And South of France is not Brazil. Yeah, but somebody from South Africa or from Brazil could have been there, and you could have been exposed to them and then bring it back. So that's the thinking behind it. Remember, the Brazilian variant was first identified in Japan. There were travelers in Japan that tested positive for the Brazilian variant. So this is why that sort of guidance is there. So basically, Americans will need to get tested before boarding a flight back to the U.S. And then the other thing is, which is still the same, once you are back in the U.S., you still have to take another test 3 to 5 days after return. Now, this might get dropped. If we get past this fourth wave, which still is kind of in the works, and more people get vaccinated, they might later try to kind of let that, subside. But I don't like the idea of quarantining vaccinated people. That just doesn't, just because. All right. I do understand that if you are testing positive, then you do need to quarantine. I'm still kind of torn on the whole quarantine process too, but I just don't like the idea of quarantining people without proof of why. Why are you? Well, because they might have been exposed to somebody. That might work in early stages, but once it's pandemic, it's all over. And we were quarantining people, and people weren't allowed to go to work, and then people got other people sick at home, and it was a mess. So I don't want people getting other people sick, but don't tell somebody to quarantine unless you really, really have good reason. So that's why those people vaccinated, we're also going to talk about what the CDC has recommended now for Easter, but those people who are vaccinated, they're saying, look, if you want to be around low-risk people, you can. So if you notice, where have we changed with our whole approach to COVID? See, originally, it was, you need to wear a mask, not to protect you, but to protect others. It was all about protecting others. This is all about protecting others. And I think the government realized that people aren't buying into that. That people might like their coworkers. They might like, I mean, I like my patients. I'm not going to want to expose people. I'm not going to want to expose, I'm a doctor. I don't want to expose others if I have the flu or whatever. I'm not going to go to work if I have the flu. So I'm going to get vaccinated because I want to make sure that other people don't get sick. But that's me as a doctor. When you have doctors or public officials kind of making these policies, and I think we should have more doctors and nurses, and pharmacists and chiropractors and PAs and nurse practitioners and respiratory techs. I think we do need more medicinal people, dentists, making the policy. They're right about we need to protect others, and this is a way to do it. But the average American person hasn't been buying into this whole mask thing, this whole why is my career destroyed? Why is my restaurant or bar closed? You know, they're not buying into that. And so then they had to kind of change the narrative a little bit to, well, we don't want you to get sick. And when the vaccine narrative came out, there was a little bit of a, if we kind of go back into the kind of psychology of what happened there, there was a little bit of a misstep because we had said, look, stay home, stay home, stay home. We don't want you around others to get sick. We start to change it to, we don't want you to get sick. So you need to stay home. You need to wear the mask. And people said, wait a second, you said the mask didn't protect me, but it protected others. Now I said, it does both, halfway, but it provides some protection for both, because hopefully it's a barrier for somebody spraying you with something, and hopefully you're not spraying something out. Although it's really hard to sneeze in a mask. Every time I sneezed in a mask, it was wet, and then I had to, like, you know, take it off and then put a new one on. So we changed the narrative to, you have to protect yourself. You need to bunker down and protect yourself. So all of a sudden you protect yourself, and now we have the vaccine rollout. And they find out that 42% of the country okay with the vaccine, the rest saying no. I'm like, well, why is that? Well, because you told people to bunker down. You told people not to get out of the house. You told people not to be around others, and now you want them to stand in line at a convention center to get a vaccine. So out came the narrative, yeah, but we need this to help others. If you want that business to open up, if you want the Raiders to play at Allegiant Stadium, if you want Dallas Cowboy to try to make it to the playoffs, but you haven't done it in a while and they need to, you need to get your vaccine. Now, when I heard that my getting the vaccine might be able to help the Dallas Cowboys, I'm like, I'm there. Okay, I am there. Whatever they need, I'm there to help. You know, I'm rolling up my sleeve. But you're not really convincing everybody. So now we have the international travel. And people are like, look, I need to get where I need to go. And the concept of, well, you know, you could infect others, you could bring something back to the country. I think people are starting to lose that nationalism. Remember, during World War II, people were very, very pro their nation, you know, pro-American, patriotic. It's starting to change. I mean, we have Olympic athletes that are going to be able to kneel or not show respect during the American flag. Our approach to, I mean, I'm for free speech, but then what I would do is say, I don't, you know, if you're mad at America, then just don't represent America. Just say, you know what? This is my, you know, up yours to you. I'm not going to represent America. But, you know, in terms of the flag, we're already kind of a very mixed country on how patriotic we are and how much the nation comes first, America first. So when you're trying to, you know, approach the vaccines and approach medicine and approach COVID and approach travel, as guys, we're protecting America, that's kind of hard to do when we're in the same sentence saying, no, 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 you don't stand for the anthem, and America has problems, and America's fragmented. So, you know, I think people need to kind of pick one and let's go with it. But it is good news that things have kind of eased up on the CDC travel aspect of it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Christians in the Holy Land are marking Good Friday this year amid signs the coronavirus crisis is winding down, with religious sites opening to limited numbers of faithful, but none of the mass pilgrimages usually seen in the Holy Week leading up to Easter. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, built on the site where Christians believe Jesus was crucified, died and rose from the dead, is open to visitors with masks and social distancing. Hiring accelerated in March as employers added 916,000 jobs, the biggest gain since August. The unemployment rate fell to 6%. Job creation was nearly double the 468,000 in February, when the jobless rate was 6.2%. Service sector growth led the advance, particularly in the hard-hit leisure and hospitality industry. USA Radio News. Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan go out today to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. A court rules on two states having a water dispute.
The state of Florida alleged that Georgia uses too much of the water that flows from the Atlanta suburbs to the Gulf of Mexico. The Flint and Chattahoochee Rivers in Georgia joined to form the Apalachicola River at the Florida line. Florida said that its neighbors' overconsumption is to blame for the decimation of their oyster industry. The court rejected Florida's claim, saying they failed to make their case, ending a long-running legal fight between the two states. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. That's 362-3254 or 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, DOCDALI. A woman gave birth to twins that were conceived 3 weeks apart. They would not be identical twins. This would be called a super fetation. Man, getting pregnant once was enough. And once I got pregnant, I was like, I'm going to close up shop for a few months here. I felt weird when I was pregnant. The hips widened. I started to get weird pains. Boobs hurt because they start getting swollen, and so I didn't really feel that sexy. I knew I was pregnant 3.5 weeks, right? I barely missed my period, and I'm like, something's got to be going on. And because we tried. But I don't know how I would have been able to have sex 3 weeks after. But a woman in England apparently became pregnant while already pregnant. So she gave birth to twins that were conceived 3 weeks apart. So they're twins when two babies share a same pregnancy. You could have fraternal twins. You could have the identical twins. Fraternal twins is where two eggs get fertilized at the same time. And so the babies have completely different genetic makeup. But they were born at the same time and they're twins. And we do think they still have some sort of a bond because they share their development together for 9 months in the womb. Identical twins, though, is where you have an egg that got fertilized and then it splits. So it is identical. Well, here's the thing. It's supposed to be identical genetic information, but there are different environmental factors and possible mutations with the multiplication of the cells, such that identical twins are not 100% identical, but we call them identical twins because they start out with the one zygote, the one fertilized egg. So it's pretty cool. But when you get pregnant two separate times, those are two separate eggs, two separate sperm. So they said when a woman typically becomes pregnant, her body kickstarts several biological processes so that you don't get pregnant again. It'll release hormones to stop ovulation. In rare instances, though, a pregnant woman could continue to ovulate or release an egg. So sperm could still be coming in there. Now, remember, the woman's vagina becomes very hostile. We have a very hostile environment. So the woman's vagina kind of changes things around. And so that sperm probably usually don't get as far up as going past the uterus and then up into the fallopian tube. But for some reason, these sperm did. So in this rare instance, the pregnant woman probably ovulated, released an egg, and then the sperm was able to meet and then implanted in the uterus. So this rare phenomenon in which two fertilized eggs are implanted in the uterus at different times is a superfetation. Now, the twins were conceived 3 weeks apart. The mother, Roberta Roberts, was 39 years old, became pregnant for the first time last year after trying to conceive for several years and taking fertility medication. So that could also play an issue. At 12 weeks gestation, doctors discovered a second baby in an ultrasound that had a 3-week size difference from the first baby. So because superfetation is so rare, they couldn't explain the size difference between the two babies. And many times we think that one is a parasite. Sometimes one fetus can parasite off of the other, and then that other fetus, that other twin, just doesn't do as well. But we don't think that's what happened in this case. So Dr. David Walker, an OB-GYN at Royal United Hospital in Bath, told Good Morning America, my initial reaction was, how had I missed the second twin? And following this, I was slightly relieved that it wasn't my mistake, but a quite extraordinary pregnancy. So Roberts was diagnosed with superfetation. They were also told in there, look, this younger baby might not survive. When Roberts was 33 weeks pregnant last September, the doctors decided to induce labor because the younger twin, Rosalie, stopped growing because there was an issue with her umbilical cord. Now, the older twin, Noah, was in intensive care at the NICU for 3 weeks. Rosalie, however, had to stay for 95 days. The good news, both infants are now home and healthy. So the mom said, when we lay them down next to each other, it's like they instantly know, and they reach out and touch each other's faces. It's the most beautiful thing. They twins have an amazing bond anyways, but the story between these two, when they're old enough to find out, they'll feel even more special. I wonder how that is. I wonder how, you know, it's, I got to tell you, I talk to my kids about, you know, them being born. And they, it's interesting. My kids want to know about the pregnancy kind of, you know, in terms of, you know, how they developed and, you know, when they first waved or first sucked their thumb in the womb, you know, how the, you know, when they were born, what did they do? They want to know those details. But when I start to talk about the details, it obviously has to include some subjects that I don't think they want. You know, and so when I say, well, look, you know, your father and I had, no, that. Well, when you came out of the vaginal canal, no. So the kids want to know certain things. It's really, really hard to do. You know, I asked them, I go, are you guys upset that I didn't videotape the birth? And at first they want to say they would have liked to see their birth videotaped, but then they realized, no, because then we would have had to see Mom's Lily, so no. So it's you know, it's interesting, because I wonder how that conversation is going to go. So, you know, your mom and I, you know, had Noah, and then we decided to have sex 3 weeks later. Well, I'm sure Noah's going to be like, I don't hear this. And then Rosalie's going to be like, wait a second, ooh, you guys had sex? So I don't really know if they're going to get much of the story. Now, people have asked, how do you describe, you know, how kids were born, the birds, the bees, the stork? I never really used the stork story. What I did with my kids is I would call them little eggs. You know, you're my little egg. And so I would tell them that I went to the grocery store and I had to find an egg. And I shook this egg and this egg went, pew! This egg made some funny sounds. This other egg went, shoo! And then this one egg, I looked at it and the egg had googly eyes. And those googly eyes I fell in love with. And that was you. And my kid's like, hey, yeah, I got googly eyes. So I would say I went to the grocery store. They didn't believe it. And early on, I said they were in my tummy. I really didn't describe uterus lining and endometrial lining and, you know, possible fibroids and fallopian tubes. And I didn't really talk about that. But I said, when you were in my tummy, that's what happened. So I used tummy. And still, my kids are 21 and 18. And sometimes when I go, yeah, when you were in my tummy, you had hiccups a lot. You know, and you could see they were, like, relieved that I used the term tummy. Because the last thing they want to think is about mommy's uterus. It's rough. So, anyway. Ovulation, fertilization. So when you do get pregnant, how does this not happen more often? So, you have, you know, women have a menstrual cycle. I know. Lord, trust me, I'm not going to go into that. Man. I am so traumatized by having had them year after month after month after month. But if you don't become pregnant, right, the uterus, while expecting a pregnancy, builds up. The progesterone builds it up. So it's nice and plump and a nice home for an egg. If the body goes, no, she didn't get pregnant this month, you're like, yeah, Dr. Dahlia never gets any. Yeah, well, it's because she talks too much. She doesn't, you know, the guys just don't like her. And, you know, she's not, no, yeah, no. And then there's bets and people pass money, the eggs, you know, everybody passes money to each other in the body. And then they're like, well, you know what, we don't need this, you know, so we're going to dump it. And that's how a period happens. When you get pregnant, the progesterone is told, we need more progesterone. Okay, we need a bigger home. We need, you know, a bigger boat like Jaws. We need to thicken up the cushioning. There is a fertilized egg. And so then the progesterone comes on. And the progesterone makes the breast hurt. It makes you constipated. It makes you pimply. And the progesterone makes the environment less hospitable for sperm to come in. So that's kind of how that works. 1-877-DOCTORDALI. 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many people want to know what happened to LeBron James because there was a report that came out. I think it was Clutch Sports. I want to see who gets the credit for this. Hold on a second. This is so stupid. because I'm like a BDH injury. Wait, what? What's that? I had a student go, what's BDH? And like, I can't say it. Then she get, Clutch Points. All right, so there was an article where Clutch Points said that LeBron's going to be out because of a torn BDH. Now, BDH is not an anatomical part of the ankle. He sprained his ankle really badly a few weeks back, and he's out for the season. From this, it's like a high ankle sprain, they're calling it. BDH is, I can't really say on air, but BDH stands for big blank, and then the H kind of stands for hanging. So there was a report that LeBron James had a BDH injury, and it went viral yesterday, and everybody was going crazy saying, you know, really? How did he tear it? What happened? Where's the BDH? And orthopedics doctors are like, no, it's a joke, it's a joke, it's a joke. So it's a joke. LeBron James is fine. This is why I hate April Fools. I think it's ridiculous. Okay? April Fools is so dumb because people panic and they're like, oh, haha, that's a good one. And I get everybody wants to go viral. And this might make one of the top 10 lists, like the Taco Bell, Liberty Bell, and some of the other things, like spaghetti grown in a field, and there's a spaghetti weevil that was in Britain. But LeBron James, still just an ankle sprain. Everything related to, from what I understand, his pelvis is fine. I don't think that was injured. You see him walking around. So no BDH injury. Okay, glad we could clarify that. Now, hitting theaters and streaming online is the Godzilla versus Kong movie, or Kong versus Godzilla. Now, Kong versus Godzilla is, I thought the whole concept of them bringing movies back was very intriguing, because Kong, the first Kong movie came out in 1933, so we're looking at going into the 88th year of the world knowing about King Kong. Godzilla, a little bit less than that. And so when movies, and I just kind of want to bring this up because being in entertainment, being a doctor, being a parent, I have some opinions on where entertainment needs to go, because I think it's having issues. And yesterday's movie, or the movie 2 days ago, which I saw yesterday, it was lacking. You know, I thought it was nice with special effects, and it was a nice story, and I think the kids are going to like it. But for those of us who grew up with King Kong, or grew up with Godzilla, we're going to be underwhelmed. And what's been happening, what Hollywood has been doing, is they realize that the average kid has a huge generation gap with older people. So you have the traditionalists, then you have the baby boomers, then you have the Gen X's, then you have the millennials, then you have the Gen Z's, and then you have the Generation Alphas. The Generation Alpha might be called Generation COVID, but I don't think they're going to like that. I don't know. They might just say, you know, it'll still keep us alpha until something better comes along. So I don't see boomers and Gen Z's do very well, or Xers and some boomers, or Xers and some Generation Alphas. So there's been some pretty big generation gaps. So what Hollywood does is say, look, okay, we need grandparents to take their kids to the movies. Parents are working, parents are busy. We also need parents to like the movies. So we need to bring something from the past that they're going to be intrigued by and help bridge the gap between the kids. You know, when Star Wars came out for that same reason, when Star Wars came out with the next three, or the prequels, I was excited because my son was born in 2000. And the first movie came out in 2000. And again, I like Star Wars. I mean, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan, but I was like, all right, yay, Star Wars. So I was thinking, well, this is going to be good because when my kid grows up, my kid, you know, he'll be able to then have some more relevance. Star Wars will be a little bit more relevant in his childhood, just like it was relevant in mine. I thought it was very, very cool. The problem is they're going to do as good a job as the originals. One of my sons loves the newer movies and loves all the whole Star Wars theme. The other one, not so much. So maybe it was a hit or miss. So with King Kong and Godzilla, that's what they tried to do. They wanted to make sure grandma or parent was going to be on board and take the kids to the movie. Well, what ended up happening was the 2005 King Kong movie, I didn't like. Such that when the 2017 Kong movie came out, I think I saw it. There were good stars, but I don't even remember it. It just wasn't that memorable. Then a Godzilla movie came out right before COVID, and it had the girl from Stranger Things. I remember saying, I'll see it when I see it, and I never did. So now we have the third installation. That's what the Kong versus Godzilla movie is. It's the third installation of this series. I start watching it at home. I didn't want to spend $60 at the movie theater, and I'm sorry, I want movie theaters to stay open, but if I'm already spending money on HBO Max, Why am I going to go into a movie theater and spend extra money? So I sat there. I had some arroz con pollo. I had some chicken and cheese and rice. I was kind of eating my, arroz con pollo, because I'm not really supposed to have bread for Passover. And so some of us will have rice on Passover. Some of us won't. I justify I can have rice because rice isn't leavened bread. So I'm having my arroz con pollo, and I'm pretty happy about that. And so I'm watching the movie. And again, it was one of those things where, nice special effects, CGI, storyline worked, maybe not the best storyline, good stars. They had good stars. They tried to check all the boxes. But I think, and this is what I want to spend a second talking about, is I think it's time for some new stories or some new approaches to the stories. When I was in school, I took honors English because, I was a nerd and I was in honors classes. And I remember one of my teachers saying, look, there's only 11 real stories out there. Just 11. And every single movie and every single book is a takeoff and a tweaking of 11 basic stories. Boy meets girl. Girl is wronged by boy. Boy makes up with girl. They fall in love. Bad guy needs to be stopped. Good guy needs to stop the bad guy. You guys have seen this. It's the same theme over and over again. And maybe there's a little twist. Maybe 50 Shades of Grey might have, not been the exact replica of one of these 11 stories, but it is similar. Girl meets guy, they like him, guy doesn't meet up to expectations, they fight, they come together. It's always the same thing. It's always that same skeleton story. And everybody takes these premises and then they kind of build up on it. And so what happened with Godzilla was the same thing. You have a bad, you have an antagonist, you have a protagonist, you have a climax, they have to decide if they're going to kill each other or work together and it's the same story, different day. And what I think it's time for is there to be a story or that just redefines and makes that number 12, because we see it over and over and over again. One of the reasons why old school and maybe Deadpool and Ted might have shattered some of the reviews, and I don't know if they reviewed well, but the reason why people like them and they're kind of now classics is because they took the typical movie and they made fun of it. Maybe they still followed one of those 11 storylines, of there being a bad guy and a good guy and a love story. But at least they took it and they just completely almost, made fun of or transformed it. And so the thing with Godzilla and Kong is same thing, same old, same old. It's worth seeing if you're a big fan and you want your kids to enjoy something like that, but I think we really need some new material. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.